Good day, Journal.
You will make it.
Please don't worry about believing. Instead, know
you will make it.
You already know it,
don't you?
Remember, if you must, you can always fake it until you make it. But trust and believe in all that is in you, and know that you will make it sooner rather than later. Much sooner than later will you make it. You will make it because there's no other option. You see, it's the way the Creator calls you to live your life. To imagine only one outcome. And that outcome is you seeing it through until the end. It is continuing to envision living your life as you always imagine until your imagination matches your reality. The end is pursuing the happiness you seek until you hold what you desire in your hand. You will make it. Not everyone understands this concept about living our best life. But to live our best life and be the best version of ourselves possible, we must know that we will make it. You will make it, for if you were not going to, one needs to ask why the essence should bother bringing you forth from your mother's womb. Why bother birthing anyone to be an example of not making it? The world certainly does not need more examples of people who give up on their dreams and believe their dreams are impossible. The planet needs dreamers like you who know they will make it. We need more people who know that the impossible is nothing and that all things are possible and inevitable for those who believe and know. So today, you dream a bigger dream than the previous day. Should the good Lord grant you a new day known as tomorrow, you shall have the duty to dream an even bigger dream then. Such is the requirement for each day of your life. You may never settle for what you did yesterday. There will never be an allowance to rest on your laurels. Each new day is a day to dream again, to dream bigger, brighter, and better, and to have more passionate and vivid dreams. Such a course of action is the only way you will make it. You can have survived to see this day without a dream from yesterday. You won't make it another day without a dream for this day. You can possibly assist anyone if you were not a dreamer. Your ability to help, serve, and ensure others know their lives matter is inextricably bound to your dreams. You must dream. You will not make it without a dream. You dreamt of this moment. This moment was once your dream. You long dreamt of your reality of not owing a soul. The dream included the reality of not owning a soul either. Complete and unequivocal financial freedom is what you dreamt of for you and those you love and adore. Freedom that others may understand that economic autonomy can only genuinely exist when we are all free. You cannot be unbound when others are captive of financial burdens and hardships. There is no way you can look yourself in the mirror and see the image of God if you are not doing your part each day to owe nobody and own nobody. People of the infinite, do not walk past the least of us and pretend we do not see their pain and suffering and make no effort to love them as we want others to love us. Loving your neighbor as yourself requires giving those society thinks of last not the bottom of the barrel effort, but the time, attention, and determination afforded to those we believe are the first, such as part of the dream. Your journey will forever call on you to do what you can to see that all your neighbors are free to experience their full humanity, unencumbered by the false gods of wealth and privilege, fame and fortune. As you dreamt, you became a best-selling, award-winning author and global public intellectual. Best of all, you could do so without selling your soul, without becoming someone who only wrote to meet capitalistic expectations, rather than as one who wrote to say something meaningful that had the potential to be influential long after you were gone. You write and speak daily, asking us to be better today than yesterday. You write and talk about the need for us all to be humanity propulsion engineers. In books and standing on stage, people get a glimpse of who you are and what you know the call of your life means. Today you'll make it again. You will make it because there is no other option for you. People are counting on you to make it. Life is about the who and never about the why. Like a tow truck, you must make it to tow people onto the road of success when they cannot move forward on life's highway. Like a tugboat, you must make it so that you may tug another to the shores of greatness when they find themselves lost in the sea of mediocrity. Like a parachute, you must provide a way for others to have a soft landing when they finally muster up the courage to leap for their best life. You must make it because your gift is not yours to keep to yourself. Your gift is to leave the planet better upon your departure than it was when you arrived. Today, lend a helping hand to those who have fallen and believe they cannot get up. Share a kind word with those whose ears have only heard words that minimize their humanity. Do something that warms the hearts, especially those whose hearts are not only hardened but frozen by the coldness and heartlessness of the world. You will make it. You making it is not about fame, fortune, wealth, or privilege. Making it for you shall never be about collecting things that rust, nor hoarding things that moths destroy. Making it is forever about making life better. Making it is as if you are 3M. You don't make humans, but you make humanity better. You make humanity better by giving yourself over entirely to the directives of the divine, who makes you better. You know that one cannot help another be whole when they have not filled the emptiness in their heart and soul. You know that you must remain the willing vessel that welcomes the divine's daily pouring of goodness and mercy that fills you up so that you can pour out all you receive to others. You cannot do for another what you have not first done for yourself. You cannot help another make it until you first make it. You will make it in mind, body, and spirit again today. You must make it regarding the totality of your human training. You will make it because there is no other option for you.
Reflect and write. You will make it. If you must, go ahead and fake it until you make it. Do you really believe that you will make it? You have been created with a purpose. It would be best to think that the impossible is nothing and that you will make it. What is your dream? What is it that you have been birthed to manifest? What is the thing that only you can do or offer to the world? Do you remember when where you are today was simply a dream, an idea, a hope, a wish. Well, you made it to this point, so you can rest assured that you will make it to the next dream if you do your part. Now act. You will not make it if you are not clear on what or where it is. I invite you to journal forward today. What is your it? Where are you going? What will it look like when you make it? This is not about where you are. It is about where you are going. Spend the next 15 minutes journaling forward about what making it means for you. Nate once dreamt of becoming a best-selling, award-winning author and global public intellectual. Well, he made it, and he continues to make it because he was crystal clear about what it would look like when he made it. You can do the same, but first, you have to define it and be clear about what making it looks like for you. Now journey forward.